Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My first hands. If it was just me living here on Earth on my own, I don't know if I would bother with time. I wouldn't need to know. Time is for when there is more than one person, isn't it? Like it's a football match or a live comedy event. Everyone needs to know when it's going to finish. World record times wouldn't mean anything if it was just me on my own. That felt like it was quite fast. If only I could have recorded it somehow. If someone else was here to race me, I'd be able to know if I'd won or not. I'm doing this talking in a world record time today. Nobody in the history of humans has ever read this material in this building in this time before. You're experiencing a world record. Can't wait for my medal. Time is the epitome of give and take. Gives me a second, gone. Gave me eyes, I can't see as well as I used to. Gave me ears, I can't hear as well as I used to. I was doing a gig once, and about half an hour into my set, I heard a high-pitched noise, and I said, "Is that hearing aid?" And a guy said, "Yeah, I'm just switching it off." "Oh, not for you then, sir, no?" "No, not for me, this." And if you are listening to this, thinking, not sure, well, I got a review once for one of my live shows, and it said, "Rob Orton adopts the persona of an underprepared best man." And I got another one that said, "Orton knows the show is hit and miss, not helped in this instance by the fact that half his audience are finished GCSE students." That happened. I was on the receiving end of another review that said, "Like watching a child caught in the stage lights of his first nativity." I'll take that as a compliment, because I want to try to keep performing and being on stage. I want to try to keep it as fresh and new for myself as possible. It doesn't look like it, but a lot of the time, being on stage is one of the few places in the world where paranoia loses its grip on me. When I've got people looking at me and judging me, now I've got something real to worry about. I can see it directly in front of me. This is brilliant. I want to stay open to everything every day, to live every day like it's my first, to try to stay excited about having hands and other people having hands too, stretching out my fingers. Whoa, I don't want the novelty of having hands to wear off for me. But sometimes I feel like a magpie who's lost his interest in shiny things, and I can't bring myself to do anything. But I'm alive at the same time as mangoes. How did they know what to do to my mouth? What kind of focus groups were they having? Okay, we could do this, 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 or this. No, we're going to do this, and we're going to blow them away, baby. I want to try to catch the glimpse of the ripeness, not only with fruit, but with all of it. Embrace the peak and know how fleeting that particular peak was. Surely we should consider ourselves to be as special today as we were when we were newly born babies and our parents were looking at us for the first time. Wow, look at those perfect little hands. Well, I've still got them. They've just grown a bit. Doesn't make them any less special. Shouldn't reduce the remarkable rating. I think they are equally as worthy of praise now as they were when they had blood on them. For the first time.